Now that is a tour de force number for the
Absolutely.
singer. That just is amazing, Jill. And you got all those words out. And essentially what we've got is a woman who's posing for a picture that George, sitting over there in the shade, is painting of her out there in the sun. And there's a wonder of elements that are only available to you through your imagination, even though this is going to be on stage. And Jill just is a painter with her imagination. I just love the way she creates this experience for the audience, for me anyway, in the studio, radio studio. This works perfectly well on the radio.
Yes.
It really does. But we're going to see it staged. So we're going to see, I mean, I know in the original they had a big old, painting of the Grand Jatte, the famous painting for which this show is named. And what's your set going to be like?
So we have the orchestra on stage for this because I think that Sondheim paints so much with the music. I wanted us to be able to experience seeing the musicians. So you will often see George in the middle of the orchestra painting as if like a conductor.
Wow.
And the orchestra is changing colors as he paints his canvas. And then he moves on to a physical canvas. Act one, we decided to make about process because George is making all of his sketches. So actually, we just see glimpses of sepia tone sketches based on Seurat's original throughout the act. And then at the conclusion of Act One, that's when we will immerse you into the painting. And it all comes in that marvelous number Sunday. It all coalesces, and that we see the vision that George has created. But it felt like to live in that, the whole act was against the nature of what the story was telling us. And I agree, Jill Blackwood is one of our finest musical theater artists in this city, and this is just an opportunity to see her do something not only extraordinary, but hugely challenging for her. She's taken on so many significant roles, but even at this point in her career, this is like a milestone moment for her, and boy, she's terrific in it.
It would be for anyone at any time. For one thing, for those who may not know, Sunday in the Park with George focuses on the painter Georges Seurat, who was a pointillist, and that basically is a little teeny dots that are independently nothing at all. But when you get a certain perspective on it from a distance, they suddenly become, aha, so that's what he's doing. And that's what you're going to demonstrate in the staging of this show.
That's right.
And it's a metaphor for the way we create our lives and experience. Well, as you were saying about being younger and then being older and seeing, aha, from a distance, so to speak, the pointillist painting.
Absolutely. I find that very instructive for these times because, Seurat is putting different colors next to each other, letting our eye blend it and see it as violet, but really it's red and blue and perhaps a little yellow or white in there, and that from a distance. And so I think that becomes instructive about how we can also live our lives and also how this production was cast, that our lives are made more meaningful when it's full of color, and that we have people. This is a time of sameness rather than celebration of difference. And George was after something new and a vision for our society that has colors and different types of people living harmoniously next to each other, I think is very instructive from Master Seurat for me.
Wonderful, Dave. I love the way you worded that because in our time, we could very easily be focused on oh, that headline is driving me crazy. Oh, did you see what they did? Instead, get a perspective. Stand back. It's similar to Buddhism or something, to
That's right.
from a higher level somehow observe the picture. So are we going to hear from Cecil Washington?
Yeah, so Cecil, who plays Seurat, this number is really one that I think every artist relates to. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote Hamilton, referenced finishing the hat in his acceptance speech for the Tony Award. And for anybody who's ever been in a creative endeavor, this song really speaks to you.